I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
More from John DeCosta's Dr. Kevin Most joins us. That's low. Courtesy of Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. 97 Friday, too hot.
It is too hot.
Yeah, it's too hot. It's officially too hot on Friday. It's not a bitch. That's a fact. It's going to be too hot on Friday. All right, so this Pokemon Go thing. Doc, you and I played Pokemon Go a lot. We get together, we do a little window shopping, then we play Pokemon Go. But Pokemon Go should be a good thing because it gets kids outside and they're walking around and stuff. But now we're getting Pokemon Go injuries.
Yeah, how about it? And you're right. You know, physicians are pretty much split on Pokemon Go. A bunch of them are, hey, this is great. It's taking a smartphone that used to make kids sedentary, and now it's getting them up and getting them active. And the orthopedic docs and the emergency room docs are saying, yeah, but you know what? We're seeing a lot of fractured bones and injuries, and now we're really starting to get some serious injuries. Over the weekend, you know, California, two kids fell off a cliff just outside of San Diego.
They're just not paying attention.
Yep.
Staring at their phone, looking at them, trying to get the monster. They literally walked off a cliff.
Yep. Girl in Pennsylvania walked into traffic, was hit by a car. You know, kids in Florida were close to someone's house, and it was the middle of the night. The owner thought they were burglars and went out and shot at them. I mean, so there's a balance we need to have here. And we have a lot of injuries from something as simple called distracted walking. We all do it just looking at our phones and texting and emailing and reading things on the phone. But you can imagine when a kid is absolutely mesmerized in this and is in a very urban area or a very rural area and falls off a cliff.
Or they're Pokemoning and driving.
Mayor, that's probably the worst thing now because we're starting
happening.
To see injuries. There's actually a story in the news about a Marine who was driving, trying to capture some secret Pokemon thing and actually caused a major accident.
Is this a Marine that didn't know we're not actually fighting Pokemon right now?
Yeah, probably, yes.
Capturing a bad guy instead?
Yeah.
Well, look, from a parent's perspective, it's very simple. You know, you sit him down, you look him in the eye, and you'd say, this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. And this is what's happening around the country, and don't be an idiot.
Yeah, and you know how well that works. So
you say that's not foolproof?
Especially with the teenagers. The teenagers are going crazy over it.
But I'm telling you, if the ship has sailed so far that you can't sit down with your kid and say, don't wander into traffic and don't fall off a cliff, then what kind of relationship do you have with your kids?
Yeah, and you know what? It's even college-age kids, so it'll be very interesting this fall when everyone goes back to school, how this, whether it fades or whether it goes up on steroids.
Who's playing Pokemon Go in college?
A lot of people.
I'm going to
They have a ton of kids. They had a,
I
they
thought this was like a 12-year-old.
They thought there was a riot, actually, in Milwaukee. I got a text. They said, oh, it must be a Black Lives Matter, or there's a whole bunch of people congregating at this particular square. It was in Milwaukee, and it was a Pokemon. It was hundreds and hundreds of college kids or students, and they were all, I don't even want to say it was a study group, but it was something. They all went out there, and they were playing the Pokemon.
What happened to rampant drinking and sex in college? Now they're playing Pokemon?
I'm going to throw my son under the bus. He's been crazy about this game, and it's good and it's bad. He's out. Yesterday, he was going to go frolfing. You know what that is?
No.
Frisbee golf. He frolfs all the time with his friends, and he's like, oh, yeah, we were looking for, you know, we were doing the Pokemon thing, and we frolfed while we were there because they were at a park.
Frolfing usually has drinking
and
involved.
No, not at a public park.
Is it
but
frolfing?
Frolfing.
Of course there's
Frisbee
drinking.
Golf?
Frisbee golf. No,
That's
no, no.
It's cute how your mom.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute how mom Mary says, not my son.
I know this
All the
one.
Other
they
kids.
Don't drink at this
no,
place.
Of course
they
not.
They can't. But anyway. Anyway, they went searching for the Pokemon. The server went down. So they were home very quickly.
So they immediately came inside because there couldn't be anything else you could do outside on a beautiful summer day.
Yeah, and my kid's really active, but this is making him, he's all over the place with this.
What do you do?
It's got to be common sense, to be honest with you, and you just have to look out for others, you know, especially if you're with a group of people doing it.
You need a Pokemon Go spotter so you don't walk off a cliff.
You do, but unfortunately it's a competition. They're both trying to get to the same thing. But I think we're only going to see more and more injuries from it. And, you know, the orthopedic doctors and, you know, like I said, orthopedic doctors, I think they invested in skateboards. They're probably investing in Pokemon. You know, this is going to be an increase in the emergency room visits. And we really have to be careful because there are going to be some sad stories that come out of this. So to parents, really try to push the safety portion of it and tell the kids to be careful.
More with Doc in a second. As augmented reality goes on, there are nerds right now who are on the verge of announcing whatever the next Pokemon Go thing is. And when they do, there'll be more of this, not less of this. Again, the activity part's good. The walking in traffic isn't good. But how many people get hurt walking every year? This is not a joke. Doc will come back and tell you that. And also tell you how you can go blind looking at your smartphone in the middle of the night. Remember we talked about this a week ago, transient blindness? We'll get the medical explanation of it coming up in a second. At 647, Dr. Mo, sponsored as always by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. Dr. Kevin Mo, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine Impact Every Day. We're talking about hurting yourself with your smartphone and walking. It would be really funny if there wasn't a lot of truth to it. All right, how many people get hurt walking every year?
Well, the number is 15,000, but that's the number that we can go to an emergency room record and pull that information out. So a lot of people think it's a multiple of that. You know, that's someone that went to actually seek medical advice and from an emergency room. So we can't capture it in the primary care offices. So many people think it's 10 times that. So 150,000 people are injured because of distracted walking.
Now, we see it in the city all the time here on Michigan Avenue in the beautiful Allstate Showcase Studio where people are walking across the street texting. Most of these injuries walking are not because somebody gets hurt walking and they're just walking. They're not paying attention. I mean, that's it. It's all this distracted walking you're referring to, right?
Yeah. Yeah. They walk off a curb and sprain their ankle or break their ankle. They trip and then they fall. They get an abrasion on their leg. They get an abrasion, a lot of facial abrasions, actually, because people don't put their hands out in time because they don't see the fall coming, and they actually face plant. So, yeah, emergency rooms are seeing a lot more of it.
Now, sprained ankles, broken bones, facial fractures, lacerations, abrasions, contusions, all from Pokemon Go. However, getting up in the middle of the night and looking at your cell phone, you know, you got to get, oh, I got to pee, get up to pee. Oh, I wonder if anybody texted me. And you start looking at your cell phone in the middle of the night. Bad idea. Why?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We haven't done a lot of segments on eye health, but if everybody just thinks about your eye, it's absolutely amazing. You know, the pupil increases in size, decreases in size based on the amount of light that we get. That information then is pushed back in the back of our eye into the retina, and the retina takes that information, transforms it into electricity, sends it to our brain so that we can see. Pretty cool, right?
And of course, they're like individual computers in both eyes.
Exactly. It allows us to see on a really bright, sunny, snowy day, and it also allows us to see at night if we want to look at a star. Well, the eye takes a little time to change from one extreme to the other.
Sure.
And what they've seen with this transient smartphone blindness is people who lie in bed and they're lying on their side, so one eye is actually looking at the phone and the other eye is kind of in the pillow, so it's not seeing any light. And what happens then is they get up and they can't see out of that eye that's lit, that was lit before. So the one that was looking at the phone, now they can't see at all. And they're thinking, oh my gosh, I can only see out of this eye. Yeah, because that eye has been prepared. The eye is ready for seeing in dark. So it's kind of amazing. The ophthalmologists that are seeing this now, they have to convince people, you don't need a CAT scan. You don't have a detached retina that's detaching
right,
and attaching.
You don't have a brain tumor. You don't have this. You don't have that.
Exactly. Yep.
All right, but here's the thing, because I believe I'm right about this, but tell me if I'm wrong. This is no different than somebody turns on the light in the bathroom and suddenly you go, turn the light off, I'm asleep. You stare at your phone from a foot or two away after having your eyes closed for hours. That can't be good for you.
It's not. You know, that's a shock.
You're flooding it with light, right?
Exactly. It's a shock to the eye. The eye has been set and is ready for darkness. So when it's ready for dark, that pupil is as wide as it can get. You know, you always hear them on the TV when they're talking about filming at night, how wide they have to open the iris of those lenses. Same with our body. So now the iris is as open as it possibly can get because it's used to seeing in dark, and then all of a sudden a bright light hits it. So it's a big shock, clamps down, and you have a very difficult time seeing.
Doc, I have another cell phone question for you, and this might sound crazy, but I have a friend who literally thinks she's getting arthritis from using her cell phone too much. She said, oh, I'm getting crampings in my hand. I think it's from using my phone.
Tunnel.
Is that, can that happen?
Absolutely. It happens with people who text a lot, because if you think about it, the position that your hand is in while you're texting, so a lot of people that do it with two thumbs are going to get arthritis, essentially, which is just, arthritis is just a fancy word for inflammation of a joint that's being used in a way that is overuse. So very common, extremely common, actually. You know, they used to call it BlackBerry thumb. So there was a lot of people that were getting that and continue to.
I have the Samsung 7 Edge, bigger screen. iPhone 6 Plus, bigger screen. You're doing that with one hand, where you're stretching out your thumb as you hold it in an awkward position. You know, your thumb's sore. Well, guess why? Because your thumb's not supposed to work that way.
Exactly.
All right, now, one more before we get to Dave and sports, because Dave has a sports question, which made me laugh when he asked it off the air. Facebook, we saw a study, I don't know, a year or two ago, that people were getting depressed from Facebook. Facebook depression. So that kicked off a study. What happened in the study?
Yeah, and this is very serious. This is something that parents really need to understand. I mean, there's actually a medical term called Facebook depression. And that's what happens when kids, you know, have this high presence on social networks, spending a great deal of time, and then they start to feel inadequate. They start to feel that they're not accepted. They start to have more peer pressure. And a lot of bad things have happened because of it. Suicides have happened because of it. Social isolation has happened because of it. So it's something that we really need to look at. What they did at University of Birmingham in the UK is they asked parents, okay, tell me about your children that use these, and tell me what you think about their social skills and what's gone on. And what they've been looking at is this moral development decrease in children in the UK. And their parents are listing anger and hostility as huge negative traits that they find after children use their cell phone, use their smartphone, and also arrogance and bad judgment. So those are the moral traits that parents are starting to see their children develop, and psychologists are. So now it's a matter of the next part of that study is going to be the spectrum of how much time do you spend on it. Is this happen even if you spend a small amount of time on it or a large amount of time? And we don't even have a generation yet that we can look at to say that's what's occurring.
Yeah, and I know a ton of well-meaning adults with kids who are either preteens or teenagers who go, well, I don't let them watch a lot of TV. They just look at Facebook on their phone. That's another screen.
Yep.
If they're spending hours and hours on Facebook or hours and hours on Twitter, or hours and hours on whatever, they're staring at another screen. It's no better.
And you have to remember, kids at that age are very rough on each other. So you got to be careful and you have to be aware of what's going on. So, you know, I tell parents, monitor the sites that their children are on. If they're on Facebook, make sure that you friend them and watch for those signs, because nothing worse than saying, gosh, I had this bad thing happen to my child. And I saw it occurring.
And limit the amount of time they can do it.
Absolutely.
With consequences.
Yep.
All right, let's go live to Dave in sports. Dave, you have a sports question involving medicine and a terrible condition. And this involves who?
And this involves Cubs pitcher Jason Hamill.
Who's got the cramps?
He had a cramp in his right hand his last start.
Yes.
So the team doctor told him, Doc, to eat potato chips.
How many?
Sea salt and vinegar potato chips.
There you go.
And he went out on Saturday and he beat the Texas Rangers.
That's great.
Is this nonsense?
Is the team doctor a cardiologist as well?
I'm not sure about it. Or a dietitian.
Is this a legitimate treatment? Look, I'm a salt tablets from playing football.
Yep.
But what about the potassium piece?
Yeah. So, and actually we did. We got away from salt tablets. But really, you know, the sodium-potassium electrolyte balance that we need, especially in, like you said, this weekend when it's 97 degrees, if you don't have those, if you decrease the potassium, you are going to get those muscle cramps. So getting sodium-potassium back into your system, sure, you can do it with sea salt potato chips. You can also do it with Gatorade. So, right. I mean, just use the right balance here and let's send the right message. I don't want potato chip companies to start being the Gatorade of health teams or of sports teams.
I remember I'm Nolan Ryan, and I eat Pringles before every start.
That's it. A few years ago, Carlos Zambrano was having that problem, and they had him eating bananas, which I think most people would figure for potassium that makes sense. But I'd never heard this, but it worked.
It does. It works. And, you know, even the potassium in bananas, you know, it's great to do that. It's kind of healthy for you. But you got to eat a whole bunch of bananas to get your total daily need of potassium. So there's other balances and there's other places in food that you're going to find it as well.
Isn't this another way to get some sort of grease on the baseball?
You know, yeah, very good point.
Right?
That's
yeah.
it.
Right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Doc, great stuff. Thank you for that. Please put your smartphone down.
Yep, let me say one thing, too, because my favorite sister's birthday is today, so I'd like to say happy birthday to Denise, and I know how much you like her, and she's my favorite sister, so it's her birthday.
Can I tell you?
She's my only sister.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, she's my favorite most, other than your mom.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you, Doc.
Take care, you guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, Doc.
Bye.